This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, you just heard from Wayne a couple minutes ago as he's got today and tomorrow off. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Whether you're driving your beloved to dinner tonight in New York or you're on your way to some special show in Dallas or Reno or San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, wherever you may be listening to this broadcast tonight, you are listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. My name is Lee Elsie, and I fill in for Wayne when he takes a couple of days off or a day off here and there, and I'm happy to do it, having a blast doing it. And again, as always, I thank you all for being out there and listening. And as always, we are the most caller-friendly show in America. So if you want to pick up the phone and give us a call, you can. 833-927-8255-833-WAR-TALK. Now, I am without question one of those knuckle-dragging America-first folks. I always put the welfare, sanctity, security of the nation above anything else. I'm the guy the ultra-progressive Upper East Side crowd might describe as a troglodyte, a barbarian, or even a Neanderthal. Now, I can see it right there. A bunch of libs out of the town huddled together in some swank, super-sophisticated, halogen incandescent compact fluorescent lamp-lit lounge. Pinkies in the air, enjoying a $27 apple martini, all with collective looks of repulsed condemnation, and the banter turns to the topic of Donald Trump. Maybe they're all playing some fancy drinking game while watching the president speak on television at the State of the Union. One sip every time he says the wall, two sips every time he mentions illegals, all giggling all the way. Oh, and by the way, if you ever wander into one of those progressive parties and there's a rumor floating around that yours truly, me, Lee Elsie, might actually be in attendance for some reason, scan the room quickly. I'll be the guy not in blackface. So, full disclosure, I wasn't really on the Trump train in the beginning, right? I was skeptical. I don't have that hero worship in me. It's never been part of my nature. In fact, I sometimes find it difficult defending some of the things that he does now, like some of the things he says or some of the things on Twitter. You know, it's not necessarily the way I would do things. But I think with what the 2016 presidential alternative was, the campaign, the choice was easy, not only for me, but for America. And in light of all this, most of what the left do every waking minute of every single day is attempt to minimize the president's achievements and denigrate anyone who supports him. You like President Trump? You must be a moron. You like the policies? You like the immigration policies? You're racist, right? Well, that seems to be the way it is. Now, Donald Trump is my president. And like all presidents before him, he deserves the honor and respect that the office brings. Nothing short of that is acceptable. And if at any time in the past someone has gone out of their way to knock the presidency or mock the presidency, not the president, but the office, that's unacceptable to me. So when I sat in front of my TV on February 5th, anticipating the president's rescheduled State of the Union address, my hopes were that the office, if not the man, would receive some sort of open-minded consideration. Obviously, I was wrong. The House chamber was filled with hostility and partisan sarcasm, wandering eyes, subtle Cheshire cat grins, and disrespectful whispers filled that room. When Trump announced the State of the Union was strong, House Leader Nancy Pelosi furrowed her Botox brow. I think, I can't really tell. Anyway, mockingly shook her head and looked away in utter disgust. She also made herself an instant meme with her condescending golf clap at the end, which, I don't know about you, but that was really annoying. As Trump was pointing out, his desire to put ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, human traffickers out of business, presidential hopeful Kamala Harris did a similar Pelosi head shake, adding a mouth twist of scowl for good measure. Now, there's a laundry list of congressional folks who would have flunked out of finishing school due to lack of proper etiquette last Tuesday night. But, to me, the most disrespectful and regrettable performance came from the damsels in distress, a.k.a. the women in white. These women, filled with immense pride and self-accomplishments, managed somehow to show the world that they were basically petty and angry and had lowbrow partisanship on the mind. While the president pointed out the positives, including the lowest minority unemployment ever, the booming economy, the biggest tax cuts in American history, and, of course, the re-energized military, the ladies of suffrage sat on their hands and refused to acknowledge any of it. Even when patriotic chants of USA, USA were bouncing around the rafters, these ladies sat sullen and stone-faced. It wasn't until the president pointed out huge gains for women in the workforce and, again, huge gains for women in Congress did they finally get up and cheer. The only topic that actually moved the needle for them was one, basically, that was self-serving, so shame on them for that. And I know a lot of women out there who have heard me talk about this on my own morning show are upset by that. They don't think I'm being fair to the women. They think, well, listen, I know what the white stands for. It stands for suffrage. I get it. I understand it. I do. But to me, on Tuesday night of last week at the State of the Union, all they wanted to do was shine a light on themselves. It was all about me, me, me. It wasn't about the country, and it certainly wasn't about the State of the Union. So again, please understand that I'm not a pom-pom waver for the president. I think he's done a great job in some areas and probably lacking in others. But I'm not out there waving a pom-pom. However, there are times and places where you got to honor and respect process and tradition, and the State of the Union is one of those traditions. The men and women who were in attendance for the State of the Union speech are some of the most powerful, privileged people on this planet. And the way they acted on February 5th was, well, dare I say, deplorable. So that's how I saw the State of the Union. Now, I don't know how you saw it. I don't know if you were as repulsed. I don't know if offended is the right word. I don't think I'm a man. I don't get offended by a lot of things. I have a pretty thick skin and I'm pretty difficult to bring down with words and things of that nature. But when I watched the head nods and the shaking and the whispering and the giggling, I mean, this is the President of the United States. This is like hallowed ground here, right? This is where we're at our greatest, when we come together in these kinds of places and we stand in unison. Now, you don't have to agree with what the president is saying. You don't even have to like what he's saying. But if you're going to sit there and shake your head and thumb your nose at the president, in essence, thumbing your nose at half the country, then don't go to the State of the Union. Do something else. Go to that party I was talking about earlier. Go have a drinking game and have a lot of laughs with your friends. But don't go to the State of the Union and look like, or at least attempt to make the president look like some kind of a fool. Because in essence, you end up looking like the fool. At least to me. And I thought the way they handled that was completely out of line. And listen, the same would go when Barack Obama was president. I didn't like it then. When he was called a liar, if you remember, I didn't like that. That was wrong. That tact is wrong. So, that's how I saw the State of the Union, personally, because I wasn't happy when all that kind of came around and came apart as far as the State of the Union, and it definitely aggravated me. I thought Trump actually gave probably his best speech ever, too, by the way, that night, and he hit the points he needed to hit, and I thought for all it was pretty good. Anyway, it is about 15 minutes after the hour of, 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. Like I said, 5 o'clock on the West Coast, man, I hope that you guys are getting to your Valentine's Day dinner on time. I hope you were able to get that last-minute reservation in, because I would hate to see your beloved, your significant other, your girlfriend, your wife, or both, angry with you tonight, because that's the last thing that you want to have happen, right? I mean, it's Valentine's Day. It's the day of love. Like I said earlier, I feel it in the air, man. It's banging around the Rocky Mountains. It's out there in the deserts of Vegas. It's right here in New York. It's everywhere. Love, man. All right. I do want to get to some lighter stuff, some Valentine's Day stuff, maybe after the break, like date ideas. Although, it's too late, right? If I give you date ideas for Valentine's Day, it's too late now. No, it's not too late? I could push that? Let me see. Chris says I could push it. Some date ideas. Karaoke. I said karaoke my whole life, but somebody told me it's karaoke. So you don't have to sing. Just go. These are not my ideas. These are ideas, official ideas from a Valentine's Day website. So karaoke might be one. Take her out, sing a couple songs, have a couple of brewskis and tilt them back, and all of a sudden you're laughing and joking on Valentine's Day. It's love. That's how I told you. Love is in the air. A museum, you can do that if you're a fancy pants. You can go to a comedy club. That always is great, right? You go to a comedy club. Even if the comedian's bad, it's still fun because you can laugh at him not being funny. Bowling or ice skating. I can't remember the last time I was bowling. And I don't think I could stand up on ice skates if you put a $1 million briefcase of cash in front of me. I think I would fall right on my rear end. And if you're a gamer, take your significant other to an arcade. Yeah, that'll go over big. I don't know if I can believe that one. Maybe I'll give you a few more of these when we come back. By the way, James Hearson will join us. He's a regular, and I reached out to him and said, yeah, come on again. So we'll talk about some different things, and I got a few questions I need to ask James after the bottom of the hour. But as always, our phones are open. The most caller-friendly show in America, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Phone lines are open. If you want to talk about this or anything else, we can do that. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and the show is War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Ron Corey of Tenacity fame is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron Corey is a great buddy of mine, and his new book is called Tenacity. That's why I say of Tenacity fame. He's one of the most tenacious human beings in the entire world. He's living the American dream. He's one of the most successful businessmen in Las Vegas, and that's saying something. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. It's called Tenacity. And it's the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood's come calling. They want to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is already the voice of the audiobook. Michael Madsen starred Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill. He's the voice of the audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You do that at Amazon as well. Or visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, for more details. Or go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Thank you, Ron Corey, for sponsoring this show.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. And again, we have a full slate of calls, so I want to try to squeeze in as many as we can. I'm going to go back to Connecticut, where Kevin is calling in. Welcome to War Now, Kevin.
Hey, my friend. Hey, listen, I'm a Lee Elsie supporter, first of all.
Thank you,
you're the voice of reason here in Connecticut. So I want to tell the listeners across the great country, and I think you're being heard in many, many different states, that you might be the one and only saving grace in Connecticut when it comes to the conservative the voice. There's no other station that does what you do. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Those are nice, kind words. So, and you wanted to talk about racial divide?
Listen, the bottom line is, you know, I'm a former public servant.
Yep.
And when I say that, I had a career working in the Department of Corrections. When I left that, I went on to become a local official, which we call first selectman, which will be a mayor in many communities that your listeners are in tonight. And then I went on to become a state representative, and I worked in the state house in Connecticut. And I've got to tell you, there's no bigger issue in our country than the racial divide. And I got to tell you that it could be non-issue that's been created falsely with a narrative by those who want power. And the people across this great country need to realize this. The simple fact is that we are in a position now where our friends, our family, our neighbors, we are now so arguing over, do we love this president? Do we hate this president? Do we want to support the agenda of this party or that party? It is all based on racial divide and socialism. Okay? And so what I can tell you from my own experience, and I still deal with the Capitol here in Connecticut, and a lot of good folks, and I'm trying to create commerce here. But we have a great problem. And it's the same thing that's going on with the Ocasios and Bernie Sanders and you know, the Schumers of the world. They want such control of our destiny in our country that if we don't, as Republican conservatives, step up and start waking up and working together and stop the divide within our own party, we're going to lose our country, Lee. And I challenge you with this. On the national level, as you're here tonight, and on your local level where you're in Connecticut, you need to be that voice to support people, to bring us together. And I'm going to tell you a rule that I live by. You ever heard the 6 out of 10 rule?
No.
It's very simple. If you and I can agree on 6 out of 10 things, we're on the same page.
Sure.
We need to work together. And you know what? That's the problem in this country. We have so many. We have Tea Party. We have this party, that party, and this party. And we have a divide within our divide, within our own systems. We need to come together because I will tell you, the ultra left, who are really socialist, and we see that happening right now. We have the Muslim, sort of presence in Congress. And by the way, Lee, you know I've called your show before. I'm Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. I'm of Syrian descent. But you know what I am? I'm an American.
Right. America first, always. Kev, I'm sorry I had to let you go, but America first. Like, I hate the hyphenated American 100%. But thank you again for your kind words, and very good to hear from you tonight. I appreciate that. The other folks on hold, I apologize. If you want to call back or hang in there, we'll get to you ASAP as soon as possible. James Hearson joins us next. You're listening to Wayne Allen Root's USA Radio Network War Now. Stick around.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has passed a spending bill which will avert another partial government shutdown. As far as if President Trump will sign the bill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump.
And he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time.
There are currently 31 active national emergencies. 13 of those were declared by former President Barack Obama. Amazon has decided to cancel their deal with New York City, which would have brought 25,000 jobs to the area. Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Brammer says he's proud Amazon will not be coming to his city.
Amazon chose to walk away rather than fight for what it believed in, because what they believe in is fighting the rights of working people, the rights of men and women to organize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833 833-
833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
This show is sponsored by Fortum Resources. Fortum Resources. F-O-R-T-E-M. I'm known as the capitalist evangelist because I love great companies, and I love entrepreneurship, and I love capitalism, and I love oil and gas. And I'm introducing you now to a special company that just became the main title sponsor of my radio show and sponsor of my show. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The name Fortum Resources. The management team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built one of the great stocks in the history of the stock market. He built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. That could have been you. Wow. And now his new baby is Fortum Resources. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres, miles. Fortum's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning Frank Thomas Mary Robert, FTMR. And you can visit them at FortumResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. Wow, Mark Bruner, stock of the century, amazing guy. Now he's got a new one for you.
All right, we are back again. It's Valentine's Day. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network and a regular on the show. And I've gotten a chance to talk to him. This is the third or fourth time. James Hearson, who is a media psychologist, New York Times bestselling author, international business attorney, news analyst, cultural commentator, and social media scholar. James Hearson, good evening, sir. And by the way, just to start this off, I caught you on with Wayne on Tuesday, and he was trying to sort of woo you into a dinner date in Vegas. I remember that. Now, what is it? This like he wanted you to throw as much meat at you as possible. What was up with that? I caught that kind of.
Yeah, late. It was a steak place. You know, it came out. We were talking about how the Democrats, through Cory Booker, they wanted to mandate that we stop eating meat.
Right.
Wayne started talking about this steak place that only he can get into, and if I come to Vegas, we got to go get steak. And you know, I have nothing against vegans, and I have nothing against people who don't like meat for humanitarian reasons. We all have pets. We love animals. But I don't like the idea of people mandating that a certain type of eating is illegal. I mean, I just think that's un-American, but that's what the Democrat Party is now standing for. Let's get rid of planes, cars, trucks, meat eating, milk. Let's get rid of babies after they're born.
Sure.
Let's basically tear down Western civilization. I mean, it is the most inhumane, uncompassionate slate of issues that they are now proposing in the history of man. And it's amazing that this is happening in the United States of America.
If we didn't know better, it would be like a Saturday Night Live skit. I'm serious.
Ocasio-Cortez often looks like satire. She doesn't, I mean, you know, you think there's a comedy writer that's going to pop out and say, see, it's a big hoax. And,
I know.
You're right. And then these others, you know, this Ilhan Omar. I mean, it's amazing. I forgot to mention the party of anti-Semitism.
Sure.
Because these people now, the same people that pointed at the Trump administration and said they're intolerant, that they're white supremacists, etc., now have elected office holders who are spouting bigotry. It's beyond fiction.
Where are the Jewish groups in America demanding some kind of satisfaction with that? And then again, on top of that, why do the Jewish folks always vote Democrat? What is up with that? I don't get that.
You know, I don't get it either. I cover Hollywood, where there are a lot of very prominent Jewish, wealthy Jewish people, Steven Spielberg, David Geffen, Jeffrey Katzenberg, the triplet billionaires who constantly support Democrats. The only thing I can say is they have a Jewish heritage, but they obviously don't really have a connection the state of Israel. They don't understand the strategic alliance the United States has with Israel and their special relationship.
Right.
And it, in their minds, which are not well informed, they prioritize things like the environment and global warming and the ability for women to have abortions. Those issues trump everything. And that right now they're consumed with a very irrational hatred of President Trump that clouds their thinking, and so their money just always goes leftward. But I have to say, you know, the people that I rub elbows with that are Jewish people, a lot of them are starting to wake up, and they're saying when they start to actually read and see in videos what some of these people like Omar and Ocasio-Cortez and others are actually saying, and then look at the associations that these people have had with Louis Farrakhan and others, they're questioning it, and well, they should, because the Democrat Party, it's divided. I think even Nancy Pelosi slapped down Ocasio-Cortez by not putting her on a committee on the environment, and there's rumors that the Democrats are already thinking about primarying her because she's such an albatross around their necks.
Well, you know, it's I think she's a fleeting sort of enigma. I think Omar's dangerous, if that makes any sense.
Oh, there's no question. You know, we've seen this pattern in England where there were people who got elected to office,
yep,
who turn around and try to impose Sharia law, no-go zones. And they're not people that cherish the kind of foundational principles that made America a bastion of freedom. And no, I find her, I mean, what she just did in her questioning of the envoy to Venezuela was reprehensible. And in a different time, a party would demand her resignation,
yep,
just like in a different time, a party would demand the resignation of the Virginia governor and the lieutenant governor and the attorney general. But we live in a time where people think they can get away with anything, and they just will, you know, to continue to tough it out and explain away that kind of reprehensible behavior.
Yeah, I think there's a Yahoo News story. I don't know how accurate it is, but she's calling for the defunding of Homeland Security. I don't know if you saw that, but I have to get a chance to read that when we go off the air, because, like I said, I think she's very
well, that
dangerous.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Why have Homeland Security? You're going to abolish ICE.
Right.
Might as well abolish Homeland Security, maybe abolish local police, just have the thought police, not the real police. I don't know, but it's amazing that people with a straight face will actually try to reconcile this Green New Deal with any kind of, they'll say, well, it's just aspirational.
Yeah.
It's just a list of dreams. Well, no, it isn't.
Right.
It's meant to be legislation. That's why it has the name Green New Deal after FDR's New Deal, which was legislation.
All right, so listen, we're talking to James Hearson. His website is jameshearson.com, and if you want to go to it, it's great. He's got a lot of good stuff on there, and I know we're going to run out of time too quick, so let me just throw a couple things at you, get your opinion. Obviously, another swing and a miss for the left. Amazon leaves New York City. 25,000 high-paying jobs gone in the blink of an eye.
This is almost like a fable, like Aesop's fable, although it's real, to show us what happens when you have democratic socialists mouthing off and politicians unable to herd them in. You know, the press release from Amazon basically said that they really wanted to go in and they would have spent billions of dollars. The polls show that 70% of the people in New York State supported this. They realized it would be a tremendous boost to the local economy. They had estimated, I think they underestimated the jobs. They estimated it would be 25,000. But when you think of all the people that in the economy, you think of the restaurants and the cleaners and all the service businesses, I think it would have been maybe tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of jobs. And so it's really stunning to see what happened. And now you have sort of left versus left here, because Bill de Blasio wanted Amazon to come in, and he's an avowed socialist. And Andrew Cuomo, the man who celebrated the killing of children as they come out of the womb, maybe even after they come out of the womb, wanted this to happen. He spent a long time, a lot of hours negotiating to make it happen. And yet, Ocasio-Cortez, there was a state senator, they organized protests against the potential congestion and higher rents they thought would happen in Queens.
It's insanity. James, listen, the music's playing. I wish we could talk more, but I can't thank you enough. And next time we'll spend a little bit more time on the Hollywood stuff. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
James, thank you, buddy. James Hearson, jameshearson.com. Check it out. All right, we got to run. USA Radio Network, it's War Now. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit Fortum Resources. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we're back. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for the Warrior, Wayne Allen Root, who's got today and tomorrow off, so I'll be back here tomorrow as well, doing the thing on the USA Radio Network, broadcasting the fantastic signal out over Vegas, Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, everywhere in between. I am Lee Elsie. I'm located here in Connecticut, right in the middle of Boston and New York. It's always fun to join you guys for 3 hours on these. Well, it's the evening for me, and it's afternoon for you guys out in the left coast. So, we started the show off today because it's Valentine's Day. It's a romantic day. It's a day of love. It's a day of togetherness. Although that's not necessarily the case all the time, right? So, we might as well finish with some cheesy stuff as far as Valentine's Day goes. Because, I mean, I have it in front of me. And when am I going to use it again? Next year? No. I'll use it now. So, here are some cheesy gifts that women do not want for Valentine's Day. So, if this is already wrapped, fellas, and you're thinking about springing it on her here in the next 20 or 30 minutes, listen closely, because I'm going to guide you through it. Now, if this is all you bought her, then you're in trouble. But maybe you can run out, get a card, fill it with cash. Women love cash. But here are some cheesy gifts if you were to give your woman tonight. I guess you could give it to your women tonight if you have more than one. Here are things that they don't want. For example, they don't want a pink furry set of handcuffs. Okay? They don't want that. They don't want, by the way, they don't want sexy underwear. They don't want you to buy it. They may want it, but you don't know what you're doing. And even if the girl in the store knows what she's doing, you're still not going to come off looking good on this. Trust me. I know that. They'll never wear. I'm just trying to help. A giant teddy bear. Now, the initial reaction is always, oh, that's so cute. And then what happens? It goes in the corner. It gathers dust. The dog puts a hole in it, and it's in the garbage, right? An oversized card or a cheesy quote. Don't go to 7-Eleven. Don't go to a Cumberland Farms, or don't go to one of these other convenience stores and buy a giant card and think that gets you out of buying a present. It does not. They do not buy into that. They're not going to go for it, no matter how you try to sell it. The big giant card is just a lot of fluff with nothing. Don't get a huge heart-shaped balloon. Sounds kind of nice, but really, the girls don't want that.
I don't even know who. Does anybody do this? Does anybody make a mixtape anymore? See, I'm old enough to remember cassette tapes. I don't know if I can remember after making a mixtape for anyone. But if that's, I guess you could do that with what, an iPod, I guess? Or digitally download some kind of a mixed sort of CD of love songs. But they don't want that. They can do that themselves. Don't get a giant cookie with I love you written on it. And don't get the giant box of chocolate. I don't think women like that kind of stuff. But what? Then, let me ask you a question. So I just read off 10 things. Now, some of them I agree with. Some of them I'm sort of in limbo on. What are you supposed to get the girls? What are you? No handcuffs. No, you know, no giant teddy bear. No cards. Giant cards. No albums. No balloons. No candy. No giant cookie. It's a cash. Give him cash. Can't go wrong with cash. What else do we have here? Here are a few new Valentine's Day stats for you. 51% of Americans are planning to celebrate Valentine's Day in one shape, or form. The average amount a person will spend is $162 on their significant other. 13% of people love Valentine's Day and say it's the best holiday of the entire year. 7% of Americans have actually ended the relationship on Valentine's Day. Now that is romantic. That takes guts. Because that sounds like that's something that's planned. Unless, of course, it's a fight, obviously, at a restaurant or something. You know, she sees her ex-boyfriend, and the wrong thing is said, and a fight ensues, and there's a breakup. I can see that. But if you're planning, you're maniacal. You're diabolical. If you're planning a breakup on Valentine's Day. Right? Am I wrong about that? No, I'm right about that. Of course I am. What else do I have here? Sex robots apparently are in the new rave, I guess. And there are a bunch of brothels in some places in different parts of the world where they actually have robots. And I'm sure tonight being Valentine's Day, those particular brothels are filled with some very, very lonely men. But I gotta be honest with you. I'm not sure I would want to... never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble. I've got to be careful. Let's see. What else do I have here about Valentine's Day? Oh, okay. Well, I see. See, I gave you the things that they don't want. Now I can give you the things that they do want. Okay, according to this survey, 57% of women out there love, and I mean love again, getting taken out to dinner on Valentine's Day. So there you go. So take them out to dinner, right? Have a little fun. Have some laughs. That's a pretty, I guess that's a good gift, right? A quarter of the women in the poll that they talked about here say they just want to hang out with their significant other on Valentine's Day. You don't have to do anything necessarily special, which I think most guys dig that, right? Just hanging is good enough. 29% of the women say they'd like to try something new, if you know what I mean, on Valentine's Day. 57% of people think Valentine's Day is overrated, and 23% of the people out there think they should abolish Valentine's Day. So enough on Valentine's Day. You got through it. If you bought your present, you're good as gold. If you haven't, you're screwed up and screwed, basically. So anyway, thanks to Chris for pushing all the buttons. Thanks to all the folks over at the USA Radio Network for putting up with me. I always have a blast when I do this. Thank you for Wayne Allen Root for letting me do it. Tomorrow night, I'll be back here again. We'll have a bunch of guests as well. It'll be a lot of fun. So you guys have a great Valentine's Day. Be safe out there. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, and the show is War Now.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.